This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. It's day three of the Derek Chauvin trial in the U.S. state of Minnesota. He's the white police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, a black man. A cashier who was one of the last people to speak with George Floyd before his deadly arrest last May testified he thought a $20 bill Floyd gave him was fake and told his manager. A few minutes later, police were arresting Floyd. Also testifying Wednesday for a second day, an off-duty firefighter and paramedic who was near the scene of the arrest. She can be heard on the video that went viral screaming at police to check Floyd's pulse. Chauvin's defense lawyers have argued he was following his training and that other factors, such as heart disease and drug use, caused Floyd to die. Police in the city of New York, arrested a man early Wednesday and charged him with a hate crime for a violent attack on an Asian American woman Tuesday. Media reports say the suspect, identified as a homeless man, is already on parole for killing his mother. Some bystanders caught on camera watching the attack but not helping the victim were suspended from their jobs at a condominium building. The victim was hospitalized with multiple injuries, some serious. In a statement, police said the attacker made an anti-Asian statement toward the victim as he kicked her. Her attack comes amid a surge in attacks on Asian Americans across the United States. The Biden administration is responding to that surge, allocating about $50 million for a multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the community. Some of the funds will go to establish a COVID-19 equity task force to address xenophobia against Asian Americans. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny announced Wednesday he has gone on a hunger strike until he receives proper medical treatment for severe back pain and numbness in his legs. In a post on Instagram Wednesday, Navalny said the back pain that had earlier caused his right leg to go numb was causing his left leg to now lose sensitivity too. He wrote, quote, "I have gone on a hunger strike demanding that the law be obeyed and that a visiting doctor be allowed to visit me," end quote. The opposition politician is serving a 2.5-year prison sentence in one of Russia's most notorious penal colonies. He said Wednesday, instead of receiving medical treatment, that he is continuing to be tortured with sleep deprivation. People in Myanmar's main city, Yangon, banged pots and pans Wednesday in a show of defiance against the ruling junta during a visit to Yangon by a news crew from CNN, traveling in a heavily armed convoy. Opponents of the army's February 1st coup voiced concern the journalists would not be shown a full picture of the situation in Myanmar, where security forces have killed more than 500 civilians in attempts to suppress anti-junta protests. A junta spokesman did not answer a request to comment. The United States reaffirmed Wednesday Hong Kong has lost its autonomy from China as it vowed to pressure Beijing for dismantling the city's special status. A day after China approved a radical overhaul of Hong Kong's political system, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a required report to Congress, found the financial hub, quote, "does not warrant different treatment under U.S. law," end quote, from the mainland. Beijing's actions over the past year, quote, "have severely undermined the rights and freedoms of people in Hong Kong," end quote, Blinken said in a statement. Brazil has detected a new COVID-19 variant in Sao Paulo state that is similar to the one first seen in South Africa. That according to the president of the state's Butantan Biomedical Institute Wednesday. Europe's drug regulator is investigating 62 cases worldwide of a rare blood clotting condition, which has prompted some countries to limit the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, its chief said in a briefing Wednesday. She said the totals cited by the European Medicines Agency does not include all the cases of the condition, which have been reported in Germany. Delta Airlines said Wednesday it will stop blocking middle seats as of May 1st, a move that will allow it to start selling more tickets on each flight at a time when travel demand is picking up now that more Americans are receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.